makes the place I've always known suddenly a lot more interesting. But I can't show him everything because a little later his mom calls him inside to get his room in order so he can sleep in it tonight. "See you later, alligator," Sammy yells over his shoulder. "Tomorrow?" I ask. "Sure," he calls back. Just thinking about tomorrow's meeting, I feel so excited. I only wish Sammy had not called me an alligator. I know it's just a stupid American saying, but I really don't appreciate being called such an ugly animal. Even Cotorita is starting to get on my nerves. Honestly, people are always reminding me about my manners, but where are theirs? The next day, Sam and I are exploring down by Tia Mimi's orchid shed, where the orchids have grown straggly since Porfirio left. Right next to the shed is the bachelor pad that Tio Tony built last year, a tiny casita like the ones in the country, with wooden shutters that latch up from the inside and a big padlock at the door. Tio Tony and his friends like to sit around half the night talking in hushed voices. Now that I know what they are really up to, it feels creepy going near the place. As we come in view of the casita, I stop in my tracks as if I've seen a ghost. The door to Tio Tony's casita is opened a crack. "What's up?" Sammy wants to know. "It's not supposed to be open," I whisper. "The casita has been shut up since late summer when Tio Tony disappeared." "Maybe your maid left it that way when she cleaned," Sammy suggests. But now he looks a little nervous himself and is talking in whispers.